With tax incremental financing, schools temporarily lose out on tax dollars because that money goes to pay back the municipality which created the special district. Another criticism is that cities sometimes are too ready to give taxpayer help to building projects going up in prime locations that would probably be developed anyway. As City of Madison officials put together a budget, Mayor Dave Cheslevich has to help decide how many taxpayer dollars will go to what projects and how those private buildings benefit the community as a whole.
I don't want the city ever to be taken for granted or taken for a ride by a developer who doesn't need it. And I don't want TIF to be used as an excuse, essentially, for over-high land prices.
Madison's mayor says tax incremental financing can cause property sellers to jack up land prices because there may be an expectation the city will provide financial assistance to buyers. On the other hand, cities want to attract businesses which provide jobs. This adds pressure for tax breaks. The mayor says he wants to avoid bidding wars by having communities think regionally. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.